Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. High temperatures reach up to 62 today under overcast skies. Lows dip down to about 48 tonight, partly cloudy. Mainly sunny skies tomorrow, chance of thunderstorms. Highs level off around 73. 72 Thursday with storms likely. 59 Friday, chance for storms continues. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Right now, 48.
Mid-America Network News. One person died in an apartment fire in Kansas City yesterday. Just after 1:30 a.m., crews responded to what started out as an EMS alarm on the first floor of an apartment. On arrival, a second alarm, a commercial fire alarm, came in for the same building on the fifth floor. While one company handled the EMS call on the first floor, the second company went to the fifth floor to investigate the fire alarm. When crews reached the fifth floor apartment, they encountered smoke and fire in an apartment. They located an unconscious woman in her mid-60s in the bathroom of the apartment. She passed away later at the hospital. Law enforcement are investigating a suspect on multiple allegations after a traffic stop. It happened 8:30 p.m. on Thursday. An officer on patrol observed a vehicle in the city of Atchison with 40-year-old Charles Walker driving. He initially fled the scene but was later stopped by law enforcement. I'm Stephanie Austin.
Kansans with disabilities and senior citizens are three times more likely to be crime victims. If you are a Kansas senior citizen or a Kansan with a disability and you are a crime victim, contact the Disability Rights Center of Kansas at 877-776-1541. We may be able to help you with your civil legal matter. Contact us at 877-776-1541 or drckansas.org. Once again, if you are a Kansas senior or a Kansan with a disability who is a crime victim, contact the Disability Rights Center of Kansas at 877-776-1541 or drckansas.org. We may be able to help you with your civil legal matter. The content of this radio ad is sponsored by the Disability Rights Center of Kansas and this station. It is supported by a VOCA grant awarded through the Federal Office for Victims of Crime as administered by the Kansas Governor's Grants Program. It does not necessarily reflect the views of the Office of the Kansas Governor or the U.S. Department of Justice.
Residents packed Pratt City Hall last night seeking answers from City Manager Regina Goff about recent staffing changes, including the removal of former police chief Joe Oler. Jessica Oler, the former chief's wife, said the city never provided a reason for his termination. She said her husband asked for it in writing and never received anything. Mayor Kyle Farmer said public service often requires difficult decisions and sustained effort under scrutiny. It's important that such service be evaluated on objective outcomes, professional performance, and overall benefit of this community. Atchison law enforcement are investigating a Kansas theft suspect. On April 4th, police arrested 34-year-old Alan L. Copeland Jr. of Atchison for the theft that occurred at Walmart. The crimes occurred between December 9th of 2025 and January 28th of this year. He was taken to the county jail. I'm Stephanie Austin.
Ever thought about what kind of curveball Mother Nature might throw our way? Don't worry, Blue Valley Insurance is here to lend a hand. Whether it's hailstorms damaging your crops or strong winds causing trouble, our crop insurance has got you covered. It provides compensation for crop loss due to damaging weather conditions like hail, and we offer wind coverage too. Swing by one of our Blue Valley Insurance locations in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, or Marysville.
Nebraska, I'm Mid-America Network News. I'm Andy Hoosier. Nebraska state lawmakers say they are passing on the opportunity for voters to be able to consider clarifying protections when it comes to the Nebraska Environmental Trust. As according to Legislative Resolution 298CA, they say the resolution did seek to try and make plain that trust funds could be easily awarded via competitive grants within the state of Nebraska. The idea came from Governor Jim Pillen's administration with their proposed transfers out of the trust to help balance the state budget, saying that at least $29 million over the past 3 years have been switched swept from the trust to help fund state agency operations. The governor is proposing to pull also more than $40 million additionally from the trust again this year alone to be reallocated to different several water projects as the Appropriations Committee reduced that transfer to only roughly $11 million and directing $6 million of that to the Water Resources Cash Fund and the remaining $5 million to support environmental endeavors at Lewis and Clark Lakes within the state. Mid-America Network News.
Life on the farm can be tough. Uncertainty in the weather, crop prices, trade deals, and so much more. How do you keep up with it all to make your farm successful? That's where we come in. Join me, James Guerin, with the Mid-America Ag Network with your hourly ag commodities, daily weather, soil moisture, and humidity reports. Plus, keep up with the latest regional and national news affecting the ag markets. Let's work together in making your farm thrive. And it's all right here on the Mid-America Ag Network.
When you're diagnosed with Crohn's disease or ulcerative colitis, you just want to feel better. Steroids help get my symptoms under control, but they come with problems and long-term risks. I need to look out for my future health. The Crohn's and Colitis Foundation changed everything. They encouraged me to take action and even helped me find a specialist. We now have a plan that works for today and tomorrow. Don't put off finding an answer. Spill your guts. Learn more at spillyourguts.org.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Commissioners held a public hearing Monday for a road vacation for a portion of Quail Road. Washington County Commissioners discussed road signs and whether all rural intersections should be marked. They were to continue the conversation with township officials at the annual meeting. Concern was expressed with the cost of replacing stolen road signs, which continue to be a problem. Nemahal County Commissioners continued discussion of a new EMS building and viewed a site location near the Pioneer Building in Seneca. State Representative Lisa Mosier has filed for re-election for a fourth two-year term, representing the 106th District, which includes Marshall, Washington, Republic, and a portion of Jewell County. A burn ban in Nebraska was rescinded last week as the governor cleared the way for burn permits to be issued at the discretion of local authorities. The ban went into effect earlier this spring after wildfire outbreaks, which have been diminished. Marysville City Council meeting last week approved locating Little Free Libraries at Marysville City and Lions Park, approved one Marysville request for locating Food Truck Fridays to the city park, and approved a scholarship program for the Youth Advisory Committee. An animal shelter was again discussed with a range of $90,000 to $120,000 construction estimate for a facility. Comments included concern with other city priorities, including streets and a new shop at the cemetery, among others. It was suggested that Hedstrom Hall on North 20th Street could be a possibility, and the city administrator will look into particulars. An offer from a family for new basketball goals at Dargetts Park came with a request for new courts, which could run some $40,000. Council members considered options and expressed concern with safety issues with existing play equipment, which could be nearly double the current $80,000 balance in the Parks and Recreation Fund. No action was taken, as alternatives will be explored. Appointments of Jamie Ellenbecker and Rachel Binoff to the Library Board were approved. A Centralia woman has entered a diversion agreement in Nemahal County District Court. Deborah Boyce was charged with elder financial abuse and theft by deception last summer after investigation revealed she unlawfully took money and property from an elderly victim over a course of 4 months through May 2025 with an estimated value between $25,000 and $100,000. $2,000 restitution was ordered, as well as court costs and diversion fees, with a 12-month probationary period. Washington County Elementary Principal Amy Hoover was named Kansas Elementary Principal of the Year for Area 2 recently. Brooke Oldie will serve as Horticulture Agent for River Valley Extension District, working from the Clay Center office. A Washington County native, she had previously served as 4-H Youth Development Program Manager.
Warmer weather is here and the great outdoors are calling. Take your meetings to the front porch. Stream the game around the fire pit. and keep the same reliable connection from inside when you step outside with Blue Valley Technologies Outdoor Wi-Fi. Sign up today and receive $50 off installation plus 2 months free. Visit bluevalley.net or give us a call at 877-876-1228.
Marlene Colley, age 91, of Lynn, passed away Wednesday. Funeral service Wednesday, 10:30 from the Zion Lutheran Church, Lynn. Burial in the church cemetery. Visitation Tuesday, 3 until 8. Family will greet friends Tuesday from 6 until 8 at the Lynn Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Marlene Colley. Wallace B. Wally Rose, age 83, of Marysville, passed away Sunday. Funeral service Wednesday, 11 a.m., from Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville in charge of arrangements for Wally Rose. Ruth Meyer, age 102, of Lynn, passed away Friday. Funeral service Friday, 10:30 from the Zion Lutheran Church, Lynn. Burial in the church cemetery. Family visitation Thursday, 5 until 7 p.m., at the Lynn Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Ruth Meyer. Robert L. Evans, age 97, of Manhattan, passed away Friday. Funeral service Saturday, 10 a.m., from St. Gregory's Catholic Church in Marysville. Burial in the church cemetery. Visitation Friday, 1 until 5, at Kinsley Mortuary, Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Robert Evans. Raymond D. Ray Ohm, Sr., age 92, of Marysville, passed away Sunday. Funeral service Saturday, 2 p.m., at the Marysville Church of Christ. Burial in the Marysville City Cemetery. Kinsley's in charge of arrangements for Ray Ohm, Sr.
Agriculture. Our country was built on it. Our children are fed by it. No one quite understands the unique needs of the farmer like United Bank and Trust. Whether you raise crops or livestock, you need the right equipment at the right time. Our ag loans can help you acquire and maintain that equipment when and where you need it. Contact one of our experienced ag lenders today. United Bank and Trust. Banking for your way of life. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Mostly cloudy skies today, staying breezy with our highs in the upper 50s and lower 60s. Easterly winds around 15 and gusting as high as 30. Partly cloudy skies overnight tonight with our lows in the mid to upper 40s. South winds between 15 and 20 and gusting as high as 35. Showers and thunderstorms are likely on a Wednesday, otherwise sunny with our highs in the upper 60s and mid 70s. Southwest winds still between 15 and 25 and gusting as high as 40. Then showers and thunderstorms are possible on a Wednesday night, mostly cloudy with our lows in the upper 30s and mid 40s. Showers and thunderstorms are likely in a Thursday, otherwise partly sunny with our highs in the upper 60s and lower 70s. Then more showers and thunderstorms continue into Thursday night, cloudy with our lows in the upper 30s and lower 40s. Still showers and thunderstorms likely in a Friday, cloudy with our highs in the upper 50s and lower 60s. And showers and thunderstorms still continue throughout Friday night, mostly cloudy with our lows in the mid to upper 40s. Still more rain possible throughout Saturday, cloudy with our highs in the upper 60s and lower 70s. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature early April, 63, record high on this date, 91. The average low, 37, the record low, 18. Sunset this evening, 7:56, sunrise in the morning at 7:03.
Has your rhubarb plant gone to seed? It's all about rhubarb rehabilitation today on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or a rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The voice of agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Tuesday, April 7th, the 97th day of the year. Jazz singer Billie Holiday and cereal tycoon W.K. Kellogg were both born on this day. Springtime is rhubarb season, but if your rhubarb plant has been neglected, you may find it has bolted, which is another way of saying that it's blossomed when you don't want it to. Bolting redirects energy to reproduction rather than foliage. To remedy this, stalks should be cut as soon as they appear. The plant will likely respond by sending up more, but if you keep at it, the rhubarb will soon direct its growing energy elsewhere. You can also keep your plant rejuvenated by dividing the crown every 5 years or so. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. You can find more seasonal advice online anytime at almanac.com.
Bad driving habits are hard to break, but good driving habits are easy to form, especially when they can lead to a discount on your auto insurance. With Farm Bureau Financial Services, the safer you drive, the more you save. Drivers like you are saving an average of $321 per vehicle. So, buckle up, learn more, and find an agent at fbfs.com/save. Individual savings results may vary. Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company, Western Agricultural Insurance Company.
Kansas Mid-American Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier. College baseball fully underway for the regular season of 2026, and one junior with the Kansas State Wildcats is catching some eyes nationwide, especially on the diamond. As according to KSNT News, D. Kennedy has been named the USA Baseball Golden Spikes Award midseason watch list, being only the fifth Wildcat in school history to earn the spot on the nationwide watch list overall. He's one of the four players nationwide of the Big 12 to represent the list, as the junior had earned his first team midseason All-American honors by D1 Baseball and Perfect Game. Right now, Kennedy leads the Wildcats offense with a .442 batting average and the team best 1.529 OPS through 29 games, has a total of 11 doubles, 1 triple, and 14 home runs for the regular season. So far, he's also had 3 multi-home run performances that's helped him push to the top in the leading nation total runs with a total score of 46 overall. Mid-American Network Sports.
Kansans with disabilities and senior citizens are 3 times more likely to be crime victims. If you are a Kansas senior citizen or a Kansan with a disability and you are a crime victim, contact the Disability Rights Center of Kansas at 877-776-1541. We may be able to help you with your civil legal matter. Contact us at 877-776-1541 or drckansas.org. Once again, if you are a Kansas senior or a Kansan with a disability who is a crime victim, contact the Disability Rights Center of Kansas at 877-776-1541 or drckansas.org. We may be able to help you with your civil legal matter. The content of this radio ad is sponsored by the Disability Rights Center of Kansas and this station. It is supported by a VOCA grant awarded through the Federal Office for Victims of Crime as administered by the Kansas Governor's Grants Program. It does not necessarily reflect the views of the Office of the Kansas Governor or the U.S. Department of Justice.
As the Kansas City Chiefs get settled in across the Kansas side of the line, they are starting their own campaign trying to support girls flag football in Kansas schools across the state. As they say, the vote to let that happen will be held later on this month.
I mean, as the CMO at the Chiefs, it's such an important part of who we are in terms of letting her play and letting all of our fans be part of the sport. As a mom of an 8-year-old girl, it means a lot to know that an organization is behind the potential of sanctioning girls flag football in the state of Kansas. On April 23rd, that vote will happen, where 70 members across the state of Kansas will make the decision to give that opportunity to young women in the future. And so for us at the Kansas City Chiefs, anything that we can do that can rally the support of the community to sign the petition at chiefs.com/letterplay and show the support and show the enthusiasm, I think is really powerful.
More than 55 different staff members for the Kansas City Chiefs around the state of Kansas will be handing out Let Her Play flags and keychains to support the campaign.
Tension in Marysville is a leading national manufacturer and marketer of custom envelope products. Great career opportunities include operations, sales, customer service, accounting, tech, and administrative support. Go online to tensioncorp.com for the careers tab for more details on currently available opportunities. And apply today with Tension Corporation in Marysville, an equal opportunity employer.
Spring ahead with savings on new tires at Mike's OK Tire in Marysville. Receive $80 via Visa reward card or Visa virtual account after online submission on qualifying purchase of 4 new Michelin passenger or light truck tires now through May 23rd. Full details at Mike's OK Tire in Marysville. Take advantage of this special offer on a new set of Michelin tires to keep your travels safe all summer long. Mike's OK Tire in Marysville offering tire sales and service plus front end alignments.
Since 1976, Olmsted Real Estate and Auctions has been your farm and home marketing team. Let the experienced family team of Tom and Rob Olmsted and brother-in-law Tom Kirkland guide you when buying or selling a home or farmland. Delivering timely, honest, and professional guidance, visit olmstedrealestate.com to view current listings and auctions. Your farm and home marketing team is Olmsted Real Estate and Auctions.
It looks similar to a pothos or philodendron, and despite the common name satin pothos, it's actually a syndapsis. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Satin pothos is in the same family as pothos and philodendron and requires basically the same care. The dark green heart-shaped leaves have irregular splashes of silvery gray. In its native habitat, the long stems climb trees. You can train them to a support or let the stems dangle over the side of the pot. Display trailing specimens in a hanging basket, on a plant stand, or high shelf. Grow satin pothos in bright, indirect light for the best leaf color. Group with other plants to provide the humidity this plant prefers. Water thoroughly when the soil is just beginning to dry. Avoid soggy soil, temperatures below 60 degrees, and drafts of cold air that can damage or kill this plant. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
When neighbors come together, good things happen. From cheering at local events to welcoming new businesses, Marysville shows the power of working as one. That's what One Marysville is all about, supporting our businesses, strengthening our community, and creating a place we're proud to call home. With events nearly every weekend, experiences you won't soon forget, and a community proud of its history, One Marysville is honored to be a part of Marysville's story. Find something new or see what others are saying about Marysville by visiting onemarysville.com. A town brimming with creativity, culture, and community, we're proud to call Marysville home.
If you drive into Aledo, Illinois, you will notice that it is the world's capital for this particular item. That proclamation draws thousands of folks here every year. I'll tell you how it all began on this edition of The American Countryside.
The secret is out. With millions of younger-looking customers across the country, Plexiderm is one of the most highly sought-after products on the market. It visibly shrinks under eye bags and smooths out crow's feet in minutes, and the effects last up to 10 hours. Influencers love it, magazines feature it, and people just can't get enough of it. As a matter of fact, Elle Magazine gave it an Editor's Choice Award as Best Instant Wrinkle Filler for 2025. In as little as 10 minutes, Plexiderm reduces the appearance of fine lines, wrinkles, and those dreaded under-eye bags. So yes, you can look years younger in minutes, and the effects last for hours. No surgery, no gimmicks, just results. The best news, you can try Plexiderm for only $14.95. Plus, get free shipping. Call 1-800-678-1298. That's 1-800-678-1298. Or visit PlexidermTrial.com.
As W.J. Albertson explains, a big annual event in Aledo, Illinois, is mostly because of the initial efforts of one lady.
The founder, Darlene Johnson, wanted to start something in her community that would bring visitors to the area.
Ms. Johnson began the festival in her backyard in 1991, and what was it that drew people here? Rhubarb. In fact, Aledo, Illinois is today the rhubarb capital of the world.
They'll actually sell it in bunches here. You know, you'll have folks, vendors, that'll just have bunches of rhubarb so you can go home and make your own pie.
And making your own pie is fine, of course, but lots of people come here the first weekend in June for the festival when you can enjoy pie and much more.
Every church in the community is baking pies and, you know, have this this cache of pies. One of the sayings is, get your rhubarb pie early because it's going to run out.
It's estimated they bake and sell about 3,000 rhubarb pies these days, and this festival has grown far beyond one person's backyard in the early 90s.
There's a couple hundred folks might have attended this place where you pick up some rhubarb pies and crafts and that sort of thing. Yeah. Now it's grown to over 10,000 per day in the first weekend of June.
The farmers market here often has rhubarb for sale at many times during the year.
But it is that first weekend in June that makes for a really big show in town.
Saturday's the big day, and there's things going on live in the band shell downtown. There'll be shows. You know, last year at the Opera House, we showed a premier independent film.
It's come a long way from one woman's dream to now a major draw to the town known as the rhubarb capital of the world. Traveling the countryside in Aledo, Illinois, I'm Andrew McRae.
Pasture can maintain the nutritional needs for all your horses. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. There are several factors that determine how much pasture you need as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Interact with Successful Farming on social media. Like us on Facebook at Successful Farming USA and follow us on X at Successful Farm for tips, ideas, timely news, and information from our editors. Find us on Instagram at Successful_Farming and love the latest photo or video. And take a look behind the scenes with our editors on TikTok at Successful_Farming. Check out our full lineup of Successful Farming podcasts. The Successful Farming podcast goes in-depth into the topics that affect farmers and ranchers. The 15 Minutes with a Farmer podcast offers a quick conversation between an editor and a farmer. The SF Shorts podcast offers bite-sized interviews about agricultural topics. And the SF Daily podcast covers commodity markets, weather, and the big things happening in agriculture each morning. Search for Successful Farming wherever you download your podcasts.
How many horses can your pasture maintain? Stocking rate refers to the number of horses on pasture without providing supplemental feed. A big factor is knowing what type of horse you have. The energy requirement of an animal that is used for trail riding, for example, is going to be more than a horse that loafs around all day. Peggy Awerda is an extension equine specialist at Iowa State University. She says one horse needs a minimum of 1.5 to 2 acres of good quality pasture. If it's not good quality, then it may take 3 acres or more to feed one horse without supplemental hay or grain.
What determines that? Well, is the pasture fertilized? Is it full of weeds or is there good weed control? Is it continuous grazing that a person's using where the horse just stays out there? Or do they have a rotational grazing program? So all of those factors actually will add into determining stocking rates.
Some forage species produce greater tonnage per acre than others. Kentucky bluegrass is a good pasture plant, but doesn't produce as much tonnage as orchard grass or smooth brome grass. Horses prefer short forages to clumps of tall grass. Keep an eye on the animal's body condition to assess whether there is enough.
Making sure that they're not losing weight or gaining too much weight, but that's probably the easiest thing to assess their body condition score and weight. You can kind of look at your pasture, but even mowing pastures where you try to make the growth even throughout, that tends to help make that horse eat more places than just leaving large, clumpy areas of overgrowth.
Learn more on how to calculate horse pasture stocking rates at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Hello, Marysville. Community Healthcare System in Onega is excited to be joining your community. We're opening a new family medicine clinic this April, providing care for patients of all ages, right here, close to home. Our team is looking forward to getting to know you and caring for your family. The clinic will also offer convenient in-lab services, including blood draws and specimen collection, with additional testing coordinated as needed. We can't wait to meet you, Marysville. Community Healthcare System, Marysville Clinic. Care you can trust, close to home. Visit chcsks.org for more information.
Maybe this year you're looking for a fresh start, a sense of connection, or a place where you can ask real questions about life and faith. St. Mark's Lutheran Church in Waterville would love to be that place for you. This is Pastor David Thompson. At our church, you'll find people from all walks of life discovering hope, purpose, and community together. Join us every Sunday at 10:45 for worship or our men's breakfast on Wednesday mornings at 7 a.m. at the Weaver Hotel in Waterville. Experience a community shaped by grace, open hearts, and the belief that no one should walk through life alone. Join us at St. Mark's Lutheran Church in Waterville, the place to believe, belong, and become.
Most people have heard the phrase, don't put all your eggs in one basket. It turns out that idea actually has biblical roots. Hi, I'm Rob West with today's Faith and Finance Minute. In Ecclesiastes 11:2, we read, invest in seven ventures, yes in eight. You do not know what disaster may come upon the land. Solomon recognized something we still experience today. Life is unpredictable. Because we can't foresee the future, wisdom calls us to spread risk rather than concentrate it. That's the basic principle behind diversification. Instead of relying on a single investment, income stream, or opportunity, wise stewardship often means building a balanced approach. Diversification can't eliminate risk entirely, but it can help guard against the unexpected.
Connect with a certified Kingdom advisor who's been trained to deliver financial advice that aligns with your Christian values by visiting our website, faithfi.com.
Professional barber stylist hopes everyone will be able to gather with friends and family over the Easter holiday. Have fun watching the children hunt for eggs and opening Easter baskets. Have a happy Easter. From professional barber stylists in Beatrice, haircuts that are affordable.
Using controlled burning to curb the spread of invasive plants. Today on Farm to Fork.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe. And if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
Before you take on some risky task or project on the farm, ask yourself, what would happen if this goes south? If I get hurt or even die in the process, what would happen to my family and the farm? Use your best judgment to decide what's acceptable or unacceptable risk. Farm safety and health is everyone's business. This reminder is brought to you by Farm to Fork through the generous support of listeners like you across the country. Learn how you can help at NorthShoreProductions.com. There are multiple reasons for farmers and other landowners to burn off the grassy remnants of last year's pasture, according to Keith Harmony, a weed scientist at Kansas State University.
Some of the impacts that we see from any fire across the landscape is we control some invading species.
When Harmony says any fire, he's also referring to wildfires that may occur naturally or accidentally.
It's important for folks to know that there is a big difference between a prescribed burn and a wildfire burn. And just know that when producers are putting fire on the landscape for prescribed burns, that they're doing it under conditions that are more controllable and actually safe for themselves and for the general public versus a wildfire that comes through.
So if you're driving through farm country and you see someone setting grasslands on fire, try not to be alarmed.
Hopefully folks don't associate prescribed burning with wildfires because they are two very distinct and separate things. One is a great tool for us to use, and the other one is an unfortunate occurrence, but in the long term, there are some positive things that can come from wildfires as well.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
The Manhattan Commission Company, Manhattan, Kansas, building a special stock cow and breeding bull sale Wednesday, April the 8th, starting at 11 a.m. on the first calf heifer pairs, including 130 big fancy black-white face, 30 Charlotte Cross, and 10 red Angus first calf heifer pairs, plus 150 black, red Angus, and Hereford cows. They'll be 3 to 8 years old. The heifers and the cows will all have 30 to 90-day-old calves. There'll be 195 fancy black-white-faced red Angus fall-bred first-calf heifers. Many are AI-bred. They're all heifers are due from mid-August through September. All bred cows include 350, mostly black, black, white face, and red Angus cows. They'll be 3 to 5 years old, bred for August through October calving. Replacement heifers offered will be 190 Sim Angus, 50 black Baldies, 60 red Angus, and red Angus Charlotte Cross replacement heifers. There'll be 30 bulls offered. They'll be Angus, red Angus, Sim Angus, and balancers. More information on this special cow sale to be held Wednesday, April the 8th at the Manhattan Commission Company. Please call 800-834-1029 or check our website at mcclivestock.com.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm James Garrett. In the heart of Finney County, a massive shift in the beef processing landscape is quietly reaching a critical milestone. While the headlines have been lean lately, the Empirical Foods ground beef facility in Garden City is anything but small news. This 280,000 square foot state-of-the-art plant represents a $250 million investment, the largest in the company's 40-year history. Originally breaking ground in 2020, the facility was designed to be one of the most technologically advanced food processing sites in the world, moving away from standard industry blueprints to highly customized automated system built from the ground up. The scale of this project is aimed directly at the growing national demand for lean ground beef. Once fully operational, the Garden City plant is expected to increase Empirical's total production by 50% initially, with a planned Phase 2 expansion that could eventually double their capacity to 80 million pounds annually. For our local economy, this means more than just stainless steel and concrete. The facility is slated to bring at least 250 to 300 high-skilled jobs to the region. Unlike traditional packing houses, the high-tech nature of this plant requires a specialized workforce, leading the company to invest $300,000 into a new industrial maintenance program at Garden City Community College to train the next generation of operators. If you're wondering why you haven't seen a grand opening ribbon cutting in the paper this week, it's because a project of this sophistication doesn't just flip a switch. After the initial 2022-23 construction window, the facility has been moving through an intensive commissioning phase, installing custom-built machinery and refining the proprietary processes that Empirical is known for. Recent activity at the site, including active hiring for quality assurance inspectors and industrial engineers, suggests the plant is aggressively scaling up its daily throughput. This isn't just another meat plant, it's a smart facility designed to solve complex issues in food safety and supply chain efficiency. It's been a long road from the 2019 announcement to today, but the footprint Empirical is planning in western Kansas is set to define ground beef production for decades to come.
Save time with the Smart Hub app from TCEC, because life shouldn't have to stop when your bills are due. Get the Smart Hub app today and set up reoccurring automatic payments so you can get back to what's most important. It's smart, simple, and easy. Learn how to save time today at tcec.coop. Click on Register for Online Access in the login box on our website and get started today. And it's all with your Tri-County Electric Co-op. Find them online again at tcec.coop.
At Children's Cancer Research Fund, we believe a world without childhood cancer is possible, but it takes all of us. And whether it's developing a groundbreaking treatment or helping a girl realize her dream, everyone has a role in a child's cancer journey.
People ask me how I keep a smile on my face. It's easy when you have so many great people that take care of you and support you.
To find out how you can be a part of a child's cancer journey and a part of the cure, visit childrenscancer.org, a public service message from Children's.
Planning for the future includes accounting for the present. Crop insurance protection assures that your farming operation will withstand the variabilities of weather and potential disaster. Rely on the coverage that crop insurance provides, and rely on Linda Schmitz with Linda's Insurance Agency for the experience and personal service that she offers. Call today and update your crop insurance options. That's Linda's Insurance Agency, 1507 Broadway in Marysville.
An insecticide from FMC that has a different mode of action, working from the inside out. That's today on Successful Farming.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Interact with Successful Farming on social media. Like us on Facebook at Successful Farming USA, and follow us on X at Successful Farm for tips, ideas, timely news, and information from our editors. Find us on Instagram at Successful_Farming and love the latest photo or video. And take a look behind the scenes with our editors on TikTok at Successful_Farming. Check out our full lineup of Successful Farming podcasts. The Successful Farming Podcast goes in-depth into the topics that affect farmers and ranchers. The 15 Minutes with a Farmer podcast offers a quick conversation between an editor and a farmer. The SF Shorts podcast offers bite-sized interviews about agricultural topics. And the SF Daily podcast covers commodity markets, weather, and the big things happening in agriculture each morning. Search for Successful Farming wherever you download your podcasts.
FMC Midwest Regional Technical Manager Gail Stratman says that FMC has a unique product that helps combat resistance and works in a unique and effective manner when it comes to managing alfalfa weevil.
It tends to be a problem annually, and it's really been a problem the last couple of years. We're seeing a lot more issues in most areas with resistance to some of the traditional pyrethroid chemistries we've been using in the past. They've worked great for a number of decades, and they've been really inexpensive, but we're finding in a lot of areas they just don't perform like they used to. I usually tell a lot of guys, if we get 50% control out of those things, we're considering ourselves lucky, because many areas are far less than that. So we've had to use newer tools. FMC's had a product on the market for a number of years now called Steward. It's a different mode of action. It is an ingestion product. So basically the insect takes it in off the leaf, and then it becomes an active insecticide in the gut of the insect. So it's not active on the outside. It's only active after the insect eats it, which is really unique.
In addition, he says that Steward offers long-term residual control and is soft when it comes to beneficial insects. Another popular product is Adastrio.
Wheat, we've really found over the last couple of years, doing a fungicide application right after or right at green up really promotes that early season vegetative health.
For more details, go to FMC.com. Once again, that was Gail Stratman with FMC. I'm Lori Boyer. For more ag information, go to agriculture.com.
After Hours Feed Supply in Blue Rapids has added the ADM line of feed. If you need medicated feed, give them a call and they'll custom order for your needs. For chicken raisers, they also carry egg maker and scratch grains. Contact After Hours Feed Supply, Bob or Georgina Lindquist at Blue Rapids for details.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Shelby Varner. The large temperature swings have impacted many crops and plants in Kansas, including winter canola. K-State canola breeder Mike Stom describes the current state of the crop and what growers should keep in mind as the season moves forward. He says how the crop is holding up after the cold temperatures.
We don't typically like to see temperatures in the low teens or single digits, and we definitely approach that in southwest Kansas as well as here in Manhattan. But I think overall across the state, especially in area where winter canola is primarily grown, I don't think we were too cold, and I think what we're seeing in terms of response from the crop is similar to what we've seen in the past when we've had hard freezes.
Stom explains how the winter canola might show damage, but will likely continue growing.
Since canola is indeterminate, it'll continue to grow, put on new flowers, new buds, new pods. And so you'll see that blank, but then you'll see normal pod development above that. So we're definitely seeing that further south in the state. You might also see some stem cracking or some stem splitting. So the stem cracking is not necessarily a severe damage to the crop. You'll crack that outer epidermis of the plant tissue. It could be an infection site for fungus or other bacteria to enter and cause some rotting out of the inside of those plants. It could also potentially weaken that main raceme and could eventually end up with a lodged plant. What we don't necessarily want to see is that stem split completely open, because that really weakens the plant, weakens the stem, and you could potentially see some severe lodging as a result of that. I've also seen some of the plots here around Manhattan that were further advanced. I've certainly seen a kind of a shortening and a delay now of the crop. And so that might also be a potential injury from the hard freeze.
Growers should keep in mind their current canola conditions, as it could change the ease of harvest.
As those plants lodge, that drops the canopy area lower into the overall plant canopy. And so they might have to make some adjustments with their header or with their swather to get those plants that are lodged over with the pods lower in the canopy. So just certainly keep that in mind as we move towards harvest.
That was K-State canola breeder Mike Stom with how winter canola is looking across the state and what he is seeing for the crop as he looks forward. I'm Shelby Varner, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Can an insurance bot ever really understand your needs?
Do you think I'd benefit from bundling my auto and home coverage?
Searching for homes with car dealerships nearby.
Sure, robots listen, but do they understand you? At Farm Bureau Financial Services, we'll help you save money and time by bundling your auto and home insurance. Find an agent at fbfs.com/protect. It's your future. Let's protect it. Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company, Western Agricultural Insurance Company.
Call on Farm Bureau Insurance Agent Bryce Leonard and Nate Welch in Washington today.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm James Garrett. Moving through Tuesday as we get a little closer to the end of the trade day over in the grains market. There is a little bit of green that is across the board over here, but otherwise they are still mostly in the red. Over in the seeds market, the downwards trends continue on over here as all of these numbers remain in the red. And for the livestock, both the cattle and the hogs are still leaning mostly in the red. In the corn market, May corn down 4 3/4 at 449 and a quarter, and July down 4.5 at 460 3/4. Kansas City wheat for May down 0.5 cent at 607 3/4. In July, also down 0.5 cent at 623 1/4. In the oats market, May oats down 3.5 at 345 1/4. In July, down 2 cents at 350 3/4. In the bean market, May beans down 9 1/4 at 1157 1/2. In July, also down 9 1/4 at 1174 even. Soybean meal for May down 490 to 311.70. In July, down 390 at 311 even. Soybean oil for May down 6 cents to 69.88. In July, down 4 cents at 69.60. In the canola market, May canola down 460 at 722 even, and July down 430 at 735.20. In the cotton market, May cotton down 4 cents at 71.63, and July now up a nickel at 73.89. Looking at the currencies for the first time today, in the U.S. dollar index for June down 7 cents at 99.72, and September down 12 cents to 99.47. The euro for June is in the green up to $1.16, and September in the green as well, also at $1.16. The Japanese yen for June is in the red down to 62 cents, and September in the red as well, but at 63 cents. Looking at our midday stock market numbers and the stocks slide, oil gains as Trump's Iran deadline approaches, with the Dow Jones still down 255 points at 46,414, the S&P 500 down 31 points at 6,580, and the NASDAQ down 148 points at 21,848. We'll see how all of these numbers finish up in the final hour of the trade day.
Whoa, is that a new phone?
Yeah, I got it for a great price at PTCI.
Me too.
Me too.
Me too.
Yo también.
Wow.
Only at PTCI, new and existing customers get select phones for only $99 for every line. Get the best phones on the best network. Contract buyouts available. Text or call 1-800-562-2556 or visit PTCI.net. Not available in all areas. Some restrictions apply. While supplies last.
It's time to stress less with more money in your pocket. United makes it easy for you to stay connected with family and friends and save while you're doing it with 3 months free. For a limited time, get 3 months free of mobile wireless or wireless internet service with United. Get high-speed connectivity, unlimited talk, text, and data, and more money in your pocket. When you choose United, you're supporting a member-owned cooperative, proudly connecting Southwest Kansas with coverage you can trust. Visit getunited.com/radio or stop by a United store to get your 3 months free today.
Terms and conditions.
The Nortis Motor Company has one remaining 26 Silverado 1500 model pickup. It's under $8,000 under list. They have three new 2026 Chevy Traverse all-wheel and front-wheel drive models. New 2026 Chevy Trax, priced under $27,000. And awaiting your test drive at the Nortis Motor Company in Marysville.
From ABC News, Wall Street Now. Stocks are back on the slide as hopes for a ceasefire in the U.S.-Iran war fade. The Dow Jones fell 436 points this morning. The S&P was off 1%. The NASDAQ composite was lower by 1.5%. Facing rising jet fuel prices, Delta Airlines has become the latest carrier to raise its checked bag fee by $10 starting tomorrow. The charge for a first checked bag will increase to $45, the second to $55. Amazon and the Post Office have reportedly reached a new deal. Reuters says the USPS will keep delivering about 80% of its current Amazon packages. Last month, Amazon threatened to cut much of its business with the Post Office. And there may be a kink in Apple's plans for a folding phone. Nikkei Asia says Apple has hit some setbacks in testing, which could delay the device's release. Samsung has been releasing new folding and flip phones since 2019. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Up to date with the latest weather information, KNDY is on top with accurate forecasts, current conditions, regional weather information, and more.